silent. You didn't write to tell them that we never wrote them, that their appointments had been revoked.
We never wrote them
because we were doing some reconsidering of how to deal with this matter. And when COVID came in, of course, that took our focus off of that and many other things, because this, now you will appreciate, is inside of May. And the 11th of March is when COVID was named a pandemic, probably the worst pandemic now in the last 100 years. So we never wrote to any member of the Climate Trust Fund Board saying, in this case, that your position have been revoked.
They learned about it from the papers, from the media.
But the government never moved forward with that. And we're not moving forward with that. Legally, now we were saying we're going to go back and reconsider this, because we never wrote a letter saying that you've been revoked.
They were revoked on the 23rd of April. Their
by cabinet.
Were revoked by cabinet. It was right. A cabinet decision, and that went into the media, and Mr. Charles at least saw it. No doubt, all of the members saw it, but they didn't have any response to their letter.
Right, but we never wrote because we were reconsidering.
But are there any documents that you know of concerning the reconsideration?
No, it is something that we, even to now, have not to this date reconstituted the board. To this date.